Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled, In Doubt of Dobbs. Because there's a place, my friends, in the house of Jehovah One, where Dobbs and his overmen peer down upon the earth farm to watch us all at work. They keep track of every sin and transgression. They record every conspiracy crime and document every pink offense. These unforgivable acts are carefully recorded in a 500-ton ledger, the dreaded Register of Works. On X Day 1998, this book shall be towed through space along with the Exis Armata and placed in orbit around our planet. The mile-wide hands of Jehovah, the so-called left hand of removal and right claw of retrieval, will appear alongside that book, one turning the awesome pages and the other running along each line to point out every sin and sinner. The third hand of Jehovah, the feared Stark Fist, shall appear, holding a giant magnifying glass between the earth farm and the orbiting book. As the right claw of retrieval points to each name, the thunderous voice of Moses shall call forth the transgressor. As that sinner cranes his or her head skyward, the Stark Fist will focus the giant glass so that every sin of that sinner can be read as they burst into flame. The longer that entry, the longer that sinner burns. Those within a 5-block focus radius will also read the charges and witness judgment. The intense light shall blind them, the excess heat shall burn them, but they shall live to bear witness to both crime and punishment. Their empty eyes and blistered bodies will serve as living testament to the power of Bob. As our planet slowly rotates beneath the giant lens, Jehovah will direct his column of flame across the burning surface. Judgment Day will last for months on end, for the sun never sets on his mighty empire. Meanwhile, among the ruins of civilization, the existence of genies will scurry about, flushing out the surviving pinks and normals from their hiding places beneath the rock. Those holed up in bunkers will receive special incentives. Spaceship loads of Cyclone B will gas the remaining vermins from their rat holes. Peaks and normals, hear ye now this truth or die! There is no escape, no escape from the justice of Jehovah One. Thou shalt embrace Dobbs, pay homage to him, or perish in his light. Now I know there are some normals out there who think they can hedge their bets. They think they could live the life of a subgenius without fighting the conspiracy. They might even send in their $30 love offering to Bob's sacred P.O. box. But alas, these people are nothing more than barbecue. They will literally stew in their own juices, for they think they can buy off Dobbs with a lousy $30. Dobbs resisted every temptation the conspiracy could muster. A model of every new car, a model of every new bride, a mountain of every known currency. Only a normal would be stupid enough to think they could outbid the conspiracy with an insulting $30 bribe. Dobbs isn't interested in money. He only accepts the love offering as a deposit on your soul. It's supposed to be earnest money to show you're committing to joining the fight to liberate Slack. Plain neutral isn't good enough anymore. You've got to go to war against the conspiracy. Now others may ask, well, what about the poor soul in some remote African village, born and raised without ever even hearing about Dobbs and his message of Slack? Will they be punished for not sending in $30 and not joining a religion they never even heard of? Yes, dear friends, they will. But they won't be punished as severely as those who had the money and knew the address but didn't send it. Because on X Day, 1998, all disbelievers will burn. Only some will burn a little hotter than others. Then, of course, there's the Bobbies. We could reveal the fate that's in store for them, but we wouldn't want to spoil the surprise. After all, half the fun is the fact that they line up and actually pay to enter Bob's House of Horrors. They want excitement, and believe me, they'll get it. More excitement than they've ever had or ever will want to have in the rest of their short little lives. So that only leaves one category of people who think they can avoid judgment but cannot. That group, my friends, is the subgenies with doubts. The otherwise saved subgenius, except for that lingering shadow of a doubt in the back of their mind. Oh, they believe in the conspiracy, and they believe in Slack. They've experienced both, and they know they are real and of this world. But Dobbs, well, they're still not sure whether he's real or just some legend made up to explain what being a subgenius is all about. After all, there's no photos of him, only a piece of clip art. If he really died, there should be a grave. If he really existed, there should be government records. Dear friends, these subgenies are in the gravest danger of all, for they have no defense for refusing Dobbs into their hearts. The others, they had ignorance or stupidity to blame, but a subgenius has neither, for they were given Dobbs' greatest gift, common salesman sense, the ability to see through the bullshit and recognize truth. But they turned and walked away instead. They were provided every piece of evidence one could possibly want, but chose to interpret it in a way to disprove Dobbs' existence instead of substantiating it. Of course, there's no pictures of Dobbs. He's a god. The fact that there are no photographs only proves it more, because you can't take pictures of God. Everybody knows that. Likewise, there's no grave, because gods are immortal. You can shoot them, and you can bury them, but you can't keep them dead. They're immortal. They live forever. Stick them in a grave, and they'll up and leave it every time. And really, government records of his existence. Wake up! It's a conspiracy! They'll never reveal the truth, because their business is lies. That's why it's called the conspiracy! Dear friends, we must return these Dobbsian doubters to the fold before they self-destruct, because doubts in Dobbs means death. There are no neutrals in this war, and if you're not fighting the conspiracy, you're helping it. It's like Bob said, if you give the conspiracy a ride, pretty soon it'll be driving. Now, we're not the type of religion to use threats. But imagine, if you will, the sight of your own blistering flesh, the smell of your own burning hair, the sound of your very blood boiling, and the feeling of your inner bones melting. Oh, the pain you'll experience in those final hours will make you beg for your body to burst just to end the agony. But thanks to time control, every second will be a year, and every minute a millennium. Now, I'm not here to deliver fear. I'm here to deliver hope, because to believe in Dobbs means you will forever have Slack. A real subgenius knows that. It can never be convinced otherwise. If you worry about your fate, even just a little, then you should worry a lot. Because if you're truly saved, subgenius, you'll know it, you'll feel it, you'll exude Slack. But if you have doubts in Dobbs, you're toast. You might as well go buy marshmallows and stick them on the ends of your fingers, because you're going to burn, baby, burn. You're going to fry, you're going to char, you're going to go up in smoke. Unless you change. Now is the time for you to get off that fence. Now is the time for you to make a commitment to Bob. Join Bob Dobbs and bathe in his bliss, or reject him and perish in pain. It's your choice, my friends, and you alone must make it. But time is running out. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob! Amen.